Hello, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Second Funniest Podcast.
You're welcome.
You can call us at 408-228-4911 or send us an email to podcast@justincomedy.com. You'll notice if you go to secondfunniestpodcast.com, we have a link that you can provide a donation to the show.
Ooh.
If you so desire. There's also a link where you could vote for us at Podcast Alley. You can vote once a month. And the more votes we get, the higher the rating we'll get, and that'll shoot us up and all that stuff.
Shoot us up with what?
Good ratings and people seeing us.
Oh, okay, good.
Oh, that was close. If you want to see Justin's comedy, I've finished my recording, but I'm going to be headlining the White River Comedy Club November 19th through 22nd. I'll be featuring for Darren Carter in Branson, Missouri.
Oh.
Darren Carter,
November. Missouri, Indiana. I spend a week.
Oh, that is. Oh, that's right. November 19th through 22nd, I'll be featuring for Darren. And Thanksgiving weekend, November 28th, I will be opening for Angela Johnson at the San Jose Performing Arts Center, 8 o'clock. All the information for that is available at justincomedy.com.
It's awesome. And I have a buddy whose birthday is coming up in December. You might want to get him a gift. His name is Jesus. His birthday is December 25th.
That's a giant show.
Okay, bye.
Funniest Podcast, yes. Coming at you straight out of Sunnyvale, California, land of badasses. We don't mess around.
I think actually on the drive-in it said Sunnyvale now open for business. I'm not kidding. That was
really?
The sign I saw, yeah, driving in. Like, they were closed for business for a little while.
I feel like that maybe that's what every town becomes during a recession. They're hey, what?
No, it's because they're making it to the second Santana Row. They're trying to rebuild everything.
Oh, there is a reason.
There's been a lot of construction, so downtown Sunnyvale's trying to make sure that people know that we're still open for business.
It's funny because when we were talking about moving in together, this was the one city I said I'd never wanted to live in.
Sunnyvale, really?
Don't you remember?
Sunnyvale's not that bad.
Yeah, and you actually, when you went to whatever the rental place, you said, I'll go to this zone, and they said, you don't want to live in Sunnyvale? And you're like, okay, I guess we can include it. And I was like, fine, we can look at Sunnyvale as well.
Hey, Sunnyvale, why don't you?
I don't know. There was something about it. I'm like, I don't want to live in Sunnyvale.
It's all San Jose. It's all San Jose.
It's true. It is. From Milpitas to Sunnyvale, it's all one city.
I thought you were saying it's all about San Jose.
No,
you don't live in any other suburb. You go San Jose or you go home.
I always love when people are like, well, I don't know if you want to go. It's in Cupertino. It's all San Jose. It's all the same. It's all, everything's 20 minutes. 20 minutes.
You sound like clueless. Everything in LA, it takes 20 minutes, which is not true, by the way.
Yeah, anything that takes 20 minutes in Los Angeles is like
down the
38 hours.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Oh, that's the. Well, real quick, that ominous voice, not ominous, that's not the right word.
I don't know what sentence you were going to say, so I can't help you.
The voice that you're hearing, for those of you that are illiterate and can't read the title, is Courtney Pong of Comedy Sports San Jose. Original cast member and the San Francisco Giants?
San Jose Giants.
Oh, San Jose Giants?
I wish.
I was like, wow, were they picking up ladies?
No,
she doesn't play.
I would watch baseball if it was hot Asian action.
Just so you know, Corey, you have to talk into the microphone, though. That's one of the prerequisites.
She had an itch.
She was over here.
My leg itch.
Maybe into the microphone.
From the back?
Isn't it picking up from all sides?
I guess it's...
No, it's not magic.
I guess it's more unidirectional than omnidirectional. Maybe she thought it was a side pickup.
If you do it from here, yeah, it'll pick it up.
No, not as well. It's right on. You got to be right on top of it.
I'm talking.
You got to get on top of it like you're a hooker at the point getting $10.
I don't
Your
understand.
Mom isn't in this podcast. That sounded so terrible. That's not what I meant.
You jackass.
What
My
I meant
mother
was...
loves you. She loves all of us. She was a guest on this show.
That's what I'm referring to.
One of our more popular episodes.
In that episode, she talked about that very thing.
I don't remember what you're talking
she
about.
She referred to microphones as being similar to fellatio.
Not what she was talking.
Yes,
I think she was talking about hot dogs.
They hear the fact that I'm blushing right now?
Now they can.
Oh, man. Courtney Pong, everybody.
Yay! Oh, wait. Oh, Yeah.
Nice. It's
I never get to use these. And
more,
I don't,
more fanfare.
I always forget about the sound effects, and then I'm always afraid that when I hit them that they're not going to play.
Bink.
Yeah.
Well, as Kevin Miller on the Second Funniest Podcast, I would like to know, Justin Warsham, why your wife, Natalie, has chosen to write a note instead of
She's the producer
you.
Of the show.
She's walking around with a clipboard.
She's got a laptop, and she had a note, so she's learning. And here's
It's this. Only because the baby's not here.
No. Here's what... I'm going to break this down.
Oh, yeah.
This is how annoying. My wife has a keen sense. You know how Haley Joel Osment could see dead people? My wife...
It was a character, reference. Not the kid.
Excuse me? Did you watch the DVD extras?
No.
Okay, then shut your face.
That's why he doesn't get any more work.
Yeah. Because
he's
like...
No, it's because he's older.
He's out we're trying to... He's producing Ghost Hunters. I don't know. The
Tracy Jordan.
We set up a microphone for her.
Yeah,
all right.
This one.
Yeah. So there's this one. Thank you for pointing to it on our audio. Now I'm pointing out the audio. So we set up a microphone for her. So whenever she wants to chime in, she has a thing.
She will,
so,
though.
Now, what does she think to do? Now she writes a goddamn note, which is what she should have been doing from episode uno.
I think she was on episode uno.
Again, even when she's on, even when it's we put true. Her name in the title, I think she should
to write notes.
She should be writing notes. No, she wants to use the internet. So we're going to go sans internet, because here's why. Justin is. Staying at the Grand Hotel.
Why are you
one of the
Grand
sponsors of Rooster Teeth Feathers? Because Justin just wrapped up his CD DVD recording, so we can. I told people that they could on the previous episode that they would stop hearing about this. So this will probably
now we're going to talk about how you can buy.
Yeah,
the
exactly.
DVD
well, let's
CD.
Wait. Let's wait till.
Can we have an audience poll, because you have titles of the DVD that you want, and I have a title I'm pushing
for. Okay,
let's
do it.
Okay, that'll be good.
My pitches right now is one of the punchlines to my jokes where my dad says nobody wants you, and then my other idea is
pretty
because
good.
My first CD is called "I'm a Good Father," or I mean "I'm a Good Husband." So this one, because I talk about being a dad a little bit. I figured I'd call it "I'm a Good Father."
Was that my idea too?
It's I feel like Paul that might Reiser-ish. Have
been. Might have been.
Might have been. Because my new idea is you should call it Justin Warsham's second (funniest) CD.
Yeah, I think I like that.
It's
I
pretty.
Like
it's
too.
Okay. But so, I think whatever title you said that made me laugh in the beginning is
nobody wants you.
That's pretty funny.
Justin Warsham. Nobody wants you.
Well, do you remember Paul Reiser came out with his books here in a row? It was Couplehood. Then it was when he became a dad. It was Parenthood. So it's very.
He had Babyhood and then Parenthood. He had them all.
No. No, he had Couplehood, then Parenthood, or Couplehood,
then
he
had Boys in the Hood.
Oh, that was a great riser. You know who
you traveled with him on his journey.
Who would have thought that? Who would have thought that somebody who would get South Central Los Angeles like an old Jew comedian? Oh my gosh, he like connected to that, you know, and he got into it. Then he hired the fruitiest of fruit black people in entertainment. What's it, Cuba Gooding Jr., king of
Thatcher
Electric Boogaloo or whatever it was,
describing some sort of Mai Tai Kahlua mix.
I don't even know what that is.
What's a frou-frou black comedian? Fruity black drink.
You know that not all black comedians have nicknames, right?
Like Kahlua?
Exactly.
He's funny.
No kidding. Speaking of black comedians with nicknames, Earthquake is
Wait,
one of
is
them.
Is that a real thing?
That's a real thing. And he has this great joke. And I'm sorry that I'm saying this on an audio show, because I heard it on the Howard Stern show.
So he does this with his hand.
Yeah, no. It's because I've heard
neck.
It. From another audio show, but that he has this great joke for that when John Kerry was running for president, he was like, John Kerry's running for president. He's like, isn't his wife Heinz lady or something? Like, if my chick owned, like, she owns it, like, I wouldn't be doing anything. I'd be like, they go, what are you up to? I'm like, nothing. My bitch owned ketchup. And I love it. I love it.
Who was that? My
Earthquake. Earthquake. He's a black comedian.
Isn't that also the San Jose soccer team is the Earthquakes?
Yeah.
Or are they the Clash?
I think we have the worst record. Yeah, pretty bad.
How is it that you became like the king of all like Bay Area sports?
It's not that. It's just that
don't you
I just
hate
hung
sports?
Around. I don't hate sports. I don't like football.
That's a sport.
No,
all right.
I only got into baseball because I ended up in a position where I was working around baseball, and then I just naturally started hearing things about
when you
Bay
say
sports.
Ended up in a position where you're working around baseball, I just want to make sure that exactly that when you pretend to beat around the bush like that, it makes you sound like you're some kind of dugout group. Groupie, all
no,
right?
That they're called Jersey Chasers. No,
they have a real name for this.
There's a real name for that. Yeah, Jersey Chasers.
Wikipedia that action.
Are you? Be honest.
I'm not.
You're not a Jersey Chaser.
I'm not. I tend to like the worst guy on the team. That's usually what happens.
That's not what a Jersey Chaser
what do you mean
does.
Like you
no,
like
I mean,
or you like him?
No, I mean that I think the few that I have been friends with that I have made a friendship or a connection with, or we've become close or whatever you want to call it. It's not.
I don't know where
fuck buddies. Can I use the word fuck buddies?
I would prefer. Geek.
I think your mom listens.
My mom doesn't know.
He's trying to bleep
me.
My mom
doesn't know how to turn the internet on. No, it's been.
The internet is overflowing. It's always, there's information everywhere.
No, it's always been people. It wasn't like I went after them because they were like the best guys on the team. It was always just like, hey, we're friends because we work in the same business.
Okay.
You just naturally become close. But there are people, girls that go to games wearing heels and skirts and every god awful product you can imagine, trying to bag a baseball player, and they're called jersey chasers. The
jersey.
Polite name is what I've heard.
And now,
I call them whores. That's totally different.
I call
because
you're judgmental.
Jiminy Christmas. So are they jersey chasers only go after players who they think eventually will become major league?
For the most part. Oh, well, that's my theory, is that they're out for, I mean, naturally they're going to try and bag somebody in a jersey, but for the most part,
in
you're,
how many? New Jersey.
But you know, you it's not uncommon to hear people who are splitting off and to be with players because it's a different lifestyle.
What do you mean
lifestyle.
Splitting off?
Well, I mean, just kind of like going after the baseball players because it's a different lifestyle. It's just, you're involved with somebody who's in the public eye. It's just different.
I'm sorry if I'm going way too far back, but you said that they chase after guys who are in a jersey. How many guys go without a jersey on the team? Like, are there guys who are out there with their...
I think you're missing the point.
I was going to say, you're trying to find the forest through the trees. She's saying that they seek out the players.
The players. They're not there. Oh. They're not there to bag somebody in the stands who's watching baseball. They're out. They're trying to get the attention of a player. It's like when you go to a concert. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. I've decided sporting events and concerts are two things you definitely don't need to worry about what you wear, because nobody's looking at you. They're looking at the stage. They're looking at people who are performing.
Except for while you're drinking beer in the lobby. Then you're looking in and you're like, why are they wearing that?
Mm. Are these hot jersey chasers?
I don't know. It's minor league, dude. It's different.
That's what I wanted.
Oh, that's now. See, now you just ruined the whole thing. Like I got it when it was, you know, people trying to bag a major league baseball player, but if you're just out there trying to get some poor double A or triple A,
they're not all poor. I'm not gonna lie.
I get that, but
players or the jersey
name a name that I'm gonna know on any of the San Jose Giants.
Well, hold on. Let's first start naming names on any major league baseball team that Kevin would know.
Name a team.
First of all, let's clarify for a second. I don't know a lot about sports. I just know what I picked up over the past 3 years. So don't quiz me, and I'm not an expert. I just know what I've learned over the past couple years.
If a ball bounces on the ground and then bounces over
that's
the
dribbling.
Wall. That's what?
That's dribbling. Don't
Did
finish
I
the
it?
Sentence. I know
I
the answer.
The
dribbling.
I got this, my friends.
Question, why does Natalie have two laptops?
She's very busy. Now that she's taken on this role of producer of our show, she's very serious. She's got to figure out what she's going to put on a new Post-it to bring in. And so she's got to have multiple Googles. Maybe she goes a Google and a Bing. You don't know what she's got going.
That's true. Or Silver
Maybe she's on Google
Shine
Wave with herself.
Yeah.
Huh?
Maybe she's on Google Wave with herself.
Google Wave. Well, I want to know what that is.
Yeah, what is
Google
like
invited
a,
me.
It, oh, there, it's like.
Why
a,
are you mad? Are you,
no,
Google
it's,
not invite
it's really
you?
Cool. No, it's the newest. I don't.
You got in with Google Wave?
I know. That's. Am I wrong?
That's totally. Why did you take advantage of that?
No, it's always friends are giving away their own taser. I have X amount left, or who wants one, and people snatch them up like you wouldn't believe. It's just
what
it's
is
a
it?
Way to
Wait, snatch
it's
up
a way
Google
to
Wave.
Communicate. It's like a document. It's incorporating Twitter, Facebook, all those different types of things. So you can comment and stuff in real time. You can look at documents together, but you're sharing one thing together. The idea is it's a big common. It's a clusterfuck is what it is of everything.
So that's a Wave is Latin for clusterfuck.
There we go. Yes.
So it's like
it's
a term
from
Twitter.
It's a term from some nerd movie or something. That's how they
Well,
got it.
Well, the word Wave is in Serenity. They use those instead of emails.
It's also in Point Break.
Is that the movie with? What's his face?
Patrick Swayze, God rest his soul.
Too soon, too soon.
Keanu Reeves, God rest his soul.
From a while ago.
Yeah. He's
Guys,
maybe
that one's alive.
He shouldn't be.
Oh, wow.
What?
Too soon.
You think he lives too soon?
Never forget.
Is it too soon to make fun of someone before their death?
About their death, yes.
About their death?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it would be kind of fun for
It'd
people
like,
to make fun about me
It'd be
dying.
Like in January being like, you know who should die? Michael Jackson.
Well, not funny then, but very funny now.
No, it's not.
What?
Funny.
It's not
you
funny.
You don't want to be known as the one that called. Like, I think we did a scene about Steve Irwin once a week before he died in Comedy Sports. I'll never forget that. Like, just random. Yeah.
So you had a month where you couldn't make fun of celebrities.
We always felt that. You know, like they say celebrities come in or die in threes and all that kind of stuff. We always felt that somehow we predicted other people's deaths. Like, we've made fun of Steve Irwin. I think we made fun of somebody else recently.
You must have a lot of issues if you think you wield that much power.
It's not that. It's not like I did it, but we noticed that things tend to come up, and like I think references come in twos. Like you'll see if you were to see. No, stick with me here.
I'm on board. I'm on the train.
I know. I looked. I was like, did he leave? We're both. This is the quietest I think either one of us have been on this show.
Like, what? No,
I think.
What is this going to mean?
You'll hear about, like, I'll read about something in a book, just a random reference of, like, about green M&Ms in a book, and then I'll go around the, I'll literally turn on the TV, and it'll be some star talking about how she can only have green M&Ms in her dressing room. It just feels like references come in twos. And my friend says it's because that you're more aware of what's going on, and that's why you pick
up
on
it. Think.
But see, that's, to me, I'm just like, it just seems really odd that certain things come up at certain times. It's like, what are the odds of turning on the TV at the exact moment to be hearing green M&Ms? What are the odds?
Well, then,
I don't know.
Let's use your powers for good, then. Let's start figuring out how should Keanu Reeves die.
I don't want
how
to.
How is that for good? You were completely missing the concept of good.
Anybody.
Hold on. The Day the Earth Stood Still, was that...
My birthday movie last year, and I loved it.
You loved it? Was it because you were getting older?
Why would I love that part?
I don't know. I'm just... Most people celebrate they're getting older. Like
I enjoyed it because it was a movie where it had no story.
Was he in that?
Yeah,
see,
exactly my point. He could die and we wouldn't even know.
I wouldn't wish death on anybody, though. Like, I just feel bad saying death.
Let's talk about it. Because he shouldn't die.
Nobody should die.
Why?
Because I die, it's going to piss me off.
No, it's not.
It's not.
The sting of death has been removed.
I don't want to die.
The sting of death. Don't make me crack open the Bible.
Yeah.
It's sitting over there.
Because he will. He's got it on his iPod.
It's true.
I guess I genuinely wouldn't be pissed off, but I don't wish death on anybody. I'd feel horrible.
No, of course you wouldn't wish death on anybody.
So I wouldn't wish death on Keanu.
Here's the thing. I wish death on people.
Why?
But
why can't you just wish like a fender bender or something?
Well, that's also terrible.
Highly inconvenient.
That is terrible.
And death is not?
I'm not advocating either. I'm the one over here saying don't do either of these things.
We're arguing in absolutes. Listen, you could either put him in a car crash or you could kill him.
No!
Choose. Choose wisely.
Kill me.
Choose wisely.
Put me in the car.
So then you're wishing death on yourself.
Then I haven't hurt anybody.
You hurt you, dumbass.
But I haven't caused you. Like, if the choice was, Justin, you can either, or Kevin, you can either have Justin die in a car crash or you can die in a car crash. Justin, I would choose me to die in a car crash.
Okay. Now, hold on. Does this mean that we are no longer friends if I get that same choice and I go take Kevin out?
No, because you have a wife and a child, and I would understand.
Whoa. That just hit me really hard. I was like, I think he might be. I don't know why I'm looking at Courtney. Nobody could see me looking at Courtney.
I could feel it, though.
Yeah. I think he might be right on that one.
It's true. It's very true. I would understand.
All right. Because here's my thing. This is what I was going to say. I think it's okay to wish death on people because I don't actually think I have the power to complete.
But when it does,
now, Courtney, from what I'm hearing, if she wishes death on people, that's fucked up.
It actually can happen.
Yeah, she's killed multiple celebrities. Not only to mention Steve Irwin, one of our blessed celebrities doing great things for the Australian Zoo.
The whole zoo of all of Australia.
For wildlife in general.
Admirable causes.
He skyrocketed the ratings of the Discovery Channel and Animal Planet single-handedly.
It's not that I feel things.
He gave Jeff Corwin a run for his money. That's what competition. That's what competition needs. What just happened?
I was just turning up. Now
I thought you were afraid that I turned it
please,
down. Okay.
Please don't make your hand talk.
I know. What does he think is happening?
Don't open that mouth up on the palm of your hand because that creeps me out when it
so,
talks.
Again, back to, I think that it's okay to wish. Here's the thing. Here's where it's okay. It's okay. It should be. I'll let you talk after this. But,
we're going to take a small business break. And now Natalie's connoisseuring laptop commercials.
Start writing post-its, dear. We'll read them during the break.
She gave us the thumbs up. She won't even say okay.
It's not okay to wish death on normal people, but it is okay to wish death on celebrities because they're asking for it.
No, this is terrible.
Nobody's asking. I don't even want to say the phrase.
What?
They're
say
people.
It.
But no, but it's every...
What phrase is that? Person.
Are they really?
Two words.
No, it's that phrase of like, listen, they're people,
people
too.
Too. Oh, if you prick them, do they not bleed?
I just couldn't. Celebrity
like,
blood, actually. It's
but
more
nobody
famous.
Is so... It's not like they're this ball of light that's untouchable. It's like, I don't want anybody to be... I don't want to wish...
Have you looked into the eyes of Brad Pitt?
I wish.
You don't wish death.
Remember that? Remember that time that she totally contradicted herself in 5 seconds?
But
it's not like there's these huge beams of life. Have you ever looked into the eyes of Brad Pitt?
I feel like he would be a warm. No, I don't wish I have the. I don't think I have the power to do anything to anybody. It's not that. It's just the phrase. I wish death upon you, even if it was
then why did you do it?
I didn't.
You killed Steve Irwin. We talked about it on this very show.
I'm pretty sure somebody else did. I wasn't in the
scene. I'm pretty sure somebody else did.
It was somebody else. I just remember.
Oh, you weren't in the scene. You just saw it.
I was on the sidelines like normal.
whose fault is that?
So because you've seen me wish death upon Keanu Reeves, a good chance it's going to happen. That's great.
No, it doesn't say it's going to happen. I just don't know why you would do that.
Yeah, I don't know why you would do that.
You really want me to break it down?
Has he done anything wrong?
Yes. His name is Keanu Reeves. I'm pretty sure I've said it 4 times, each time differently, all incorrect pronunciation.
That's not his fault. That's his name. Though.
That's why.
Are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
You would wish death on somebody because of the name he has?
No. That's just one of the reasons
I would wish death on.
That's a good question. Taylor Swift.
Oh, she
deserves
horrible.
A kick in the crotch.
Yeah. I like that name.
What?
Taylor Swift. It's cool. It's a good name. I like Keanu Reeves, too.
Why would you kick somebody in the crotch?
At least it's not death. He's taking it down a notch.
Well, because she's cute. I don't want to kill cute people. We need the gene pool.
But if you kick him in the crotch, how cute will she be?
It's not messing up her face.
Hunched over and be like,
The genetics go... Because if I kick her in the crotch while she's pregnant, it could ruin the baby and the bloodline.
You
so I would not do that.
This through. This is a problem.
What do you guys think about during the day?
Anything but this. Sometimes how to make a lasagna. Like, these are the things that fill through my mind. I wonder how I can get good cable rates.
How many rates are really... I'm done.
If you call the cable company and be like, I want to leave unless you give me a better rate, they'll give you a better rate. That's my little tip for the day. Here's another tip. You could go to Starbucks and get 4 shots of coffee and go home and pour your own milk in it for like half the price of what they charge you there. And milk is far cheaper at home. Who's
so Kevin can literally save you $2 a month.
Well, maybe more with the cable thing. It's a possibility.
By the end of a month, you could get a Happy Meal for two at McDonald's.
Here's the thing. Yeah, maybe it's boring.
You probably burn 2,000 calories.
But at least I haven't killed anybody in the course of this podcast. What if Keanu Reeves has died?
Okay, we'll talk more about this. What makes it somebody being killed? What makes it murder? Because I wish death on him?
Yes.
I killed him.
Yes, in your heart.
In my heart, I killed him because I wished he would die.
No,
this is a biblical. Yes, absolutely. I'm getting the Bible.
No, that's the Gideon one. It's not the...
It's the Gideon. I don't even know what that term was.
The original.
But it makes me happy.
No, the idea...
Nobody can hear you, Kevin. Quit getting Natalie-itis.
The whole idea behind the even historicing this in general is it's not about... The actual way you would kill someone, what considers the murder, it's the intent. Why would you have the malice in your heart to want to kill somebody?
So who has gone to a court of law and said, hold on, did you or did you not wish death upon this person?
Lots of people, that's called a motive.
No, that's not called a motive.
It's a motive.
No, that's not a motive. A motive is...
You go. I lost my words.
You go.
Rash.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I believe, yes.
You just hush yourself.
No, warning. I was sleeping.
Isn't this podcast supposed to be funny? I'm opening a Bible.
Wait, what?
It's upside down.
Kevin, why would you bring the real Bible when you have that cool one on your iPod?
Because I'm on vacation.
Are you on vacation? Do you not believe in electronics?
No, I just wake up and read the real thing during vacation.
Oh.
It's nice.
Yeah. Mike, how come you didn't cover yours in like a paper bag like they did in school?
Because this one is cheap Christian crap. It's got a little zipper that zips around.
I know, I like it.
It's got a
cross. It makes me feel like you're gonna book me for a lunch appointment, and then you're gonna. But instead, you're gonna hit me with some mad knowledge about how I'm a murderer.
To my contacts. Oh no! Oh, you're not a murderer. Just
in your
heart.
Just said that if I wish
in your heart,
my heart is a murderer.
Well, we all are.
So if my heart stops. Because I wish death upon someone, whose fault is that?
Ouch! I don't think that's not covered in here.
Yeah, that's right.
That might be in Revelations. You don't get it.
That's great. Hey, what if I just found the one thing not covered by the Bible?
That it's not heart, as in the physical heart. Keep talking.
Okay. Because I'm trying to think now of who else. Like you don't honestly like this. Who annoys you?
In real life?
In general. Real life. Oh, no, a virtual world. What are you talking about?
Celebrities are friends.
World of Warcraft?
Okay, let's start with...
People in the public eye?
Let's start with celebrities, because that's easier, I'm imagining.
Okay, people in the public eye. John Goslin. That bothers me a lot.
I don't even know. Oh, John Goslin of Kate and Nate and all that.
Because he hasn't done anything to be famous, but he acts as if he's famous, which is fine because he is like he's reality TV.
He's known.
But he's known. But he has
John and Kate plus eight.
He didn't do anything to get fame. It's not as if he's poor John Goslin or poor anybody. He didn't do anything.
He knocked up one chick eight times. That's pretty impressive.
But he's on. But
six of them at once.
He really only knocked her up twice. But he hasn't done anything.
I don't think he can take any credit for that. Doesn't that have to do with the drugs that she was on? And the number of eggs her body released? The Dr. Warsham in the back agrees with
Post-its, woman. Post-its. Okay, so how would the world be better if John Goslin was dead?
This is a terrible.
It was horrible. Well, is it as in he didn't exist, or is in like he something happened to him where he was dead? No, because then you're killing a father of eight children. Justin.
Is he a father though? Can you be considered a father when you wear that much Ed Hardy? I really don't think so. If you're partying,
which is what I'm saying,
if you're partying in Las Vegas at the Playboy Bunny suite, you know, with 20 year old, yes, he's going out and banging college chicks on spring break, which I'm for.
The K plus A guy?
Yeah. He's, I mean, this is all according to In Touch, which I think just removed my penis because I knew that information. I think my penis just crawled away into some cupboard and I now have a vagina.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I have scripture.
That's a great segue for scripture.
Okay. Matthew 5:21 reads the following. You've heard it said, this is Jesus talking.
We should start making this show come out on Sundays.
This would be great. The light is coming through the window.
Or maybe
right
we
now.
Keep Tuesdays so it could be for Wednesday Bible study.
That would be good. Yeah, Wednesday's usually a good night for Bible. You have heard it said to the people long ago, do not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to his brother, Raka, is answerable to Sodoran. It's not going to make any sense to you.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not saying Raka to anybody.
But anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell.
Well, you guys are calling me a fool, so I think you're in danger.
No. So the confused. Point is that... What do you mean? How are you confused?
They say you had almost had it. The point is what? I was almost a way to faking it. Go.
this line about, but I tell you, anyone who is angry at his brother is subject to judgment, meaning the judgment of murder. If you are angry at someone in your heart, you are committing murder. He says it more clearly later on.
Oh, okay. Then I'm all right. Because I'm not really angry at Keanu Reeves. I just want him to die.
But what?
You know. I'm gonna concede. We're gonna consider it a neutral point.
So he's gonna die, Courtney?
No.
You've seen about it.
Oh
no,
gosh.
I don't think anybody. I think instead of saying I wish you were dead or I wish you death, I would rather say I wish you would cool it. That's just easier.
Cool it.
Knock it off.
So you want to tell John Goslin to cool his jets?
Yeah, cool it. Just can you? Not,
can you not bang not, chicks at spring break just and just be
that.
A dad to
I
your...
I think that's a completely fair request.
Here's
you
the thing.
Don't wish a judgment on him. That's what he's talking about here. You don't need to judge him and say he should die.
I don't even know if it doesn't sound like it specifically...
What about harm? What about like physical
same
harm?
Thing.
Mild
no.
harm?
No, same thing.
Like a pimple.
Like... Really? Really?
Have
yes, no, that counts. No.
It does?
Yes, absolutely.
The Bible talks about wishing... I could go to hell for wishing a pimple
no,
on someone?
No, you can't go to hell for wishing a pimple
good,
on someone.
Good, because I'm a good person. I do not deserve to go to hell, because I wished a lot of pimples on a lot
you
of pretty girls in high school.
Go to hell for one reason only. Really? You would do that?
Oh, yeah.
That's terrible.
They didn't like me.
Oh, man. So you wish pimples on him?
It's better than it's. Well, this was before I learned I could wish death on someone.
Before you met Courtney.
Yeah. If I would have known all this would work, if I would have just met you 2 years earlier, that would have helped me so much. So what if we came up with a way that? Thank you. Now Kevin's going back to the traditional Avery Bible that I follow.
Paul Avery.
David is the brother who developed the software we've talked about.
That's right.
So. What if
Stop
there was a way for God? She's
What'd
very
say?
Important.
Huh?
He's yelling at you for looking at your cell phone. Are you looking at the time? I can watch the time for you.
VIP, very important. Pong. Oh. Work.
So what if there was a way that John Goslin could die that was entertaining?
No, it'll never be entertaining.
Like, what if he caught an STD from one of the chicks he cheated on his wife with?
Oh. That's called irony, which is actually also coined the term shitty. anything that takes somebody away from somebody else's life is horrible. Because
what
still
if there's
eight
a
children.
Hold on, let's think of how because I think
I'd
I could come up with at least one example
anymore.
Of
I'm
people
really
that would disagree with you. That if I think that if Hitler was never born, the Jews would be happier.
Yes.
Maybe even wealthier. I'm willing to say that.
Well, never born. I feel that strongly about it. I would rather wish you were never born than wish death. Death implies that you have something.
Okay,
and
so what if he? Okay, okay. So what if Hitler is skateboarding in front of his house and he falls on his head, cracks his head open, spills his brains, dead?
I think that's a specialized circumstance.
What?
I think it's different. Hitler's not John Goslin. Oh, God.
Are they?
Started a rumor.
What if Hitler did enough good, and maybe he's Buddhist or Hindu? Is that what we talked about?
Oh, gosh.
What if he's Hindu?
You're just baiting me at this point.
What if he's Hindu, and then he's like, he lived a good life, and then he came back, because, I don't know, are the Hindus fans of the Jews?
Probably not, no.
See?
No, absolutely.
He does
not.
Enough, and now he comes back as John Gosselin. Gets the. Because I mean, here's the thing.
That's not how it works.
When I started watching Johnny K plus 8, which again I think made my penis move further away. It's probably.
Why were you watching this tripe?
Because
in the beginning it was pretty entertaining. I'm not gonna lie. I stopped watching when all the stuff started happening because then I was out of it. But in the beginning it was kind of cool.
There's a special chemical that gets released when you have a child that you feel like you have to watch everything that has to do with children.
Oh. And you chose that?
I watched everything I could find. And no, Natalie was interested, so I watched it.
Before you had the kid, it was entertaining. Only recently has it.
I didn't watch it before she was pregnant. So, because I was afraid that there were going to be two in her, so I figured, well, if these people had six at once, then if I could just figure out what their pain is and a third of that, then I could decide whether or not I needed to wish death upon myself before he came okay. or the other one came
too.
So you'd let me live instead of you in the car crash?
I don't
You said you're going to wish death upon yourself.
Oh, yeah. If I found out it was going to be twins. Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, totally.
Really? So you'd let me raise your children? If I die, I would feel responsible.
I don't know if I could. Here's the thing. I don't know if I can do, like, on my way out, I could be like, let Kevin raise a child. I don't think I could do that. I don't think I have that power. But if I did, then I'd think. Because here's the thing. If I had that power, I don't think I would die. I think I would just exist in, like, a purgatory level and just kind of hang out like Casper.
I think you get bored, though.
So why were you watching TLC?
Because they had babies, and I was having a baby, and I'm a girl, and I was watching the show, and I was like, oh, this is kind of interesting, blah, blah, blah. And then here's the thing. When I first started watching, I'm like, that chick is a bitch. And if this dude would just put his foot down, he would be so cool. And then all the girls that I talked to watch the show was like, that guy is a dick.
No, he's not. Nobody ever thought that.
People have.
Everybody always thought that he was a pushover.
I could confirm.
She was a witch.
That our high school drama teacher thought that.
That you know what everybody thought?
Nope. Nope. But Virginia, when the tabloids first started for the whole situation, when they thought there was maybe some infidelity, it was always, what they always brought up was the TV show was in question of whether it would last because it always portrayed her as the witch and him as a pushover. It never portrayed him as a dick. He was never a dick. It was always she was too much. She was just too overbearing, and he just lay there and took it, which was really, I'm done.
No more
John Gosling.
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing because, again, Natalie's talking. Nobody can hear a goddamn thing. This is what it's like to watch television with my wife, by the way. She yelled, you can't, the only, if you.
You did it. You got four sentences coming out of your mouth at the same time.
You
couldn't choose which one to do.
If you.
I still don't think you know which one you're going to say.
If you're going to go see a horror movie, you have to go with the idea that the movie is going to be funny because you're going to watch Natalie watch the horror movie because she is the stereotypical black person that will yell at the screen like, don't go up there. Oh, they're so stupid. And she always has to say the same damn things. This is why I don't watch these movies because they always do the same stupid shit is what she says. All of them.
Every time she says it.
It's called a genre.
Every time. Yeah, exactly. Well, she doesn't get it. She doesn't understand the idea that you have to talk into the big black thing in order to be heard.
Hey.
Yeah. And I'm talking about my penis.
What's wrong with your penis?
It walked away.
I don't want to talk about that. I want to go back to John Gosselin. So
I can tell you how you get into heaven.
Let's go. Let's go to a person then. Let's go to a person, like not a celebrity, but a person that you, what did I say? Wish? No, don't like.
A person that I don't like? I would honestly say I don't think I really have people I don't like.
Like
I
real just, people. You just.
Real
people. So you've decided to focus all of your hatred towards John Gosselin.
No, I would say that if there was somebody I didn't like that I could say that I would wish ill upon would be the people I have to interact with. I said, because I work at a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
It's always going to be the nameless people that walk through my life and make my life a living hell for an hour and a half at a time.
That's so you guys
that
know.
That was the only people that I could say I literally get pissed off.
Can I say where you work? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So you know, Courtney works at Gordon. In downtown Santa.
I work at a brewery. I work at a brewery. That's
so you could so go to the brewery, and I want just somebody because Courtney won't know all of our listeners. So just go there, and then just kind of be a jerk, and then start to pretend to choke on a chicken wing, and then that's where she's gonna think that she just accidentally wished death upon you, and it's gonna be awesome.
No,
and here's the double bonus.
Not until you
the double bonus is the coincidence of somebody choking on a chicken bone that does not listen to the Second Funnies
podcast.
Think
it's a joke.
She's like, come on, and then they're going to die.
And
she's
then
not going to
say references
them.
Come in twos. That's what it's always going to be.
My mind is now clear.
Come full circle.
That's how we roll. Because I feel like, well, let's move on. Because I think I've beat that subject to death. Nobody's
what
happy
you,
with it.
Yeah, but what are you trying to prove? Like, what is your point?
I think that people take everything that they do too seriously. I think that the idea of me going, I wish that Keanu Reeves would die, even though I'll shoot straight with you. I didn't care a lick about Keanu Reeves. I'm just saying it here.
But you don't have to, though.
Huh?
But you don't have to.
I know. But even if I did, even if I wanted him to die, that it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean a damn thing.
No, I know. But
I have here's the thing. I have less. Well, that's a bad example.
Why can't you just? I was going to say. Annoying.
I want to
Why
drop my son
that?
Off a roof.
I was going to say I have less of a connection to Keanu Reeves than Kevin Bacon. Is what I was trying to get out of my mouth. But that's the point of 6 degrees of separation from
sense.
Kevin Bacon.
Doesn't make
yeah,
sense
exactly,
at all.
Not at all.
Why can't you just say someone's annoying then? Because they're not doing it to you specifically. That's why I have people in
because
my life.
Because it's more fun to say, I hope they would die.
Oh, fine.
That's fun?
Yeah.
So you actually, and if he were to die, how would that make you feel?
If I were or Keanu?
No, Keanu.
I'll be honest. I could care less if he dies.
That's fair. Well, what about somebody that you do not like? Like the path you were going down.
Oh, like a personal person? That
yeah,
I don't,
like somebody you actually do wish death upon or a pimple.
I don't know. I'm kind of in the, I can't right now. Like, I'll be honest. Like, if there was somebody who recent, it has to be recent with me.
See.
Yeah, because you bury things.
Yeah,
deep
I just.
Down inside.
Deep, so deep.
And it's just sitting there.
I just feel like
they
I can't
never
think
go
of,
away.
I can't think of somebody. Okay. Here's somebody. Two people. There's the one lady that I did
Ooh.
Wish death.
Yeah.
One lady that I did wish death upon was that lady who started that email campaign because I said the word retard in front of Schimmel and wanted me to never work in a funny bone again. That I'm like, come on, you don't need to be around here. And even then, it's like, I know I did something wrong in that instance. Like, I know I did, like, I was like, that
not
was
that
not
we
cool.
need to rehash that episode
yeah, I know.
Six. Here yeah. we are in episode 46.
So, like, I know. But,
really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. 46.
But you were not wrong for okay. the last time.
But whatever. So here's the thing. So even in the case that I was here, I know that even if what I did was wrong, she was super duper wrong, which is pretty wrong.
Super duper wrong.
That's my
so
penis.
So many cherries.
Leaving again, just so you know, just walked out the door on its little rollies, just left.
Oh, it's got rollies. That's cute. Like the Inchy Worm in those kids' books.
Or Sesame Street?
Is no. Oh, yeah, there was that. But what's the one where the worm has got the little like Swedish hat?
Lowly.
Yeah.
Lowly, yeah, Richard Scarry.
Yeah, Richard Scarry, that's
He's
it.
Got the lederhosen on.
Yeah, it's the worm with the lederhosen.
And I'm getting crap for watching John and Kate Plus 8, and you guys are watching worms wearing lederhosen and Swiss
from our
hats?
Childhood, I don't think these books even exist anymore.
Oh, they were books?
Yeah, they were kids' books.
Oh, that's probably why I don't know. I didn't read.
Yeah, Richard Scarry.
I read a book in elementary school. It's called The Mouse and the Motorcycle.
I love those.
Yeah,
I have them.
Everything by Beverly
Those?
Harry.
There's a series?
There's a whole series.
There's
Mouse
and the Motorcycle.
One.
And then there's two more. What else happens? I'll bring them next
he
week.
He gets a sidecar, maybe a sequel.
There's something about a sidecar, and there's something about a car. He gets a truck or something.
Well, that writer in general always did good stuff. She did all the Ramona books. She did all the. She wrote something for everybody.
Winona Ryder wrote these?
No, Beverly
Cleary. And then
Cleary. She stole them. She did the Ramona book. She did, but she did a series for kind of every kid. So, like, I think every kid in fourth grade, when they learn cursive, you read Dear Mr. Henshaw. It's about the kid. That
oh, yeah.
Right
that's the same
every,
author?
Same author. Muggy Maggie.
That
all those ones
That book changed
are.
My sixth grade life.
Every kid, everybody remembers those ones. Muggy Maggie. Like, those are, but Mouse and the Motorcycle was, like, the more successful, like, chapter
what was
books.
What was the premise? I remember the gimmick of Dear Mr. Henshaw was about
letters.
Writing letters uh-huh. to the author that he never emailed them to. But what was he going through?
He was going through, his mom was a single parent and he didn't really have a dad, and he wrote to this guy. I think the guy was a truck driver.
No, I thought it was another author. I thought
No. He was just writing to, it was just writing to a friend, like a family friend. He said, my mom thinks, I think this is how it goes. My mom thinks I should write to you. So he practices his penmanship. But the idea is that his mom is just, I mean, they don't really go into a whole lot of it, but you tell from the story is that his mom's a single parent. He doesn't really have a role model. So he's just writing these letters. It's nothing big to do. It's no big emotional thing. It's just watching a kid write letters. And it's very,
interesting.
Yeah.
Is it? I had a big emotional impact with it. I remember connecting with it deeply. Mm-hmm. Deeply.
She wrote some great books. She's an amazing writer.
I'm still trying to figure out what else the motorcycle had, or the mouse.
It was just,
I have all three
one.
Books.
I only remember the first one. They made a movie out of it. It was
well,
kind
a kid,
of like
an after school movie, yeah. Yeah. Or are you saying I meant a real feature?
No. It wasn't a real feature. It was it was probably an hour and a half. I don't know. I just remember being on TV.
It was an after-school special.
It's a well-loved, remembered child's book. Yeah, maybe not the further ones, the sequels.
Is this kind of, because this is another thing I like to talk about on the show when we have
Wayside
guests.
Stories from Sideways School.
Those are the best.
Yeah, those are great.
Those ones, and then I love all kids' literature. And then I was a huge nerd.
When was the last time you guys have read this book? Because you're acting like
you're on the shelf.
When I moved recently, I was going through boxes that I hadn't unpacked from other places I had been moving recently, and I was kind of starting to settle into my new place, and I opened up the box and I found all my childhood books that my mom had saved. So books that were directly like involved in my childhood, like of why I became who I am, which is my sense of humor, my style, like the way I write, the way I talk. But it was
Maybe this is why.
So those are on my shelves, and I still have a couple of my Babysitter Club books that are out, but I thumb through them every once in a while. And what was the one you were saying? Oh, the
Sideways Stories
from Wayside School. That was a great, the Mrs. Pigglewiggle series.
They recently did an animated series on Nickelodeon based on those books, and it was embarrassing. It was bad.
Oh.
Did you ever read The Green Monster? I was just telling somebody about this yesterday.
Who's the writer?
I don't remember, but the premise was that they figured out if they took pickles and dipped them in hot chocolate and then coated them, they sold like mad and saved this candy store.
Oh.
And they had to go through all these legalities when they made them write the ingredients. And they're like, well, we can write all the ingredients for chocolate, but they're like, well, if we write pickle, everybody's going to know what the secret ingredient is in the Green Monster. So they looked up in the dictionary and found some like random word for the word pickle or cucumber, and it's like Pacalacatora or something. No one's heard this book?
No, I've never heard of it. I read a lot, but kids' books, I don't know. I thought kids' books have changed a lot over the years. Like, I look at the ones that are out now, like the sequels, and it's just different writing.
Mm. Yeah, the Dora changed it all. You're supposed to click the pages.
Oh, that's so horrible.
Dora books, you have to click the pages?
No. Just kidding. Do you watch the show, Dora?
No, your kids aren't old enough to watch Dora.
We're Sprouts.
When you get to it, it watches like a computer show or like a computer game. And a little cursor actually comes up.
Oh, yeah, the show. Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about.
On stuff and she waits there for
I thought that's why I thought when you said they did that with the books, I'm like, why would they have books then? Why not just sell a video? And because you're doing a bit and I'm a moron.
I drink your coffee.
All I kept thinking about is why I'm trying to go, because you guys have all these books that like impacted your childhood and all this stuff,
and I hated reading.
I had nothing. Evidently I was a big fan of it. I just don't remember it. So like I remember reading Bunnicula.
Binocula books.
Or it's Binocula?
Binocula, because bunny.
Does that mean I wasn't really reading it if I mispronounced the title?
Still physically read it. You just didn't comprehend it.
When you read the Harry Potter books, how did you pronounce the summoning charm?
I've never read Harry Potter.
You both are out.
You listen to it on tape, though?
Of course, but I...
So you didn't read it, so then you could have heard Bunnicula,
I read the fifth book.
The librarian, in my defense, called it Bunnicula.
Oh, she was wrong. It's Bunnicula. It's clearly...
Oh, Bunnicula? There was no other N in there.
It's like a bunny and Dracula.
That's like
Bunnicula.
My Pazookie thing at BJ's.
There's no... It's not like bunny. You're putting Bunnicula. There's a nunk, like your
so how
Beyonce.
Are you saying it?
Bunnicula.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, Blackula, Bunnicula.
Yeah, it's bunny.
But because you're adding an extra N. I think I'm right. Yeah. I think I won.
Oh,
I'm going with I won.
You might have won.
Thanks. That's the show. Goodbye.
It's just 20 minutes.
I don't care. I won.
There were three of the Bunnicula books.
That was in the Bunnicula story.
There was the Celery Stalks at Midnight. Yeah. Do you not remember this?
I didn't read these.
Really?
Yeah.
Celery Stalks. Isn't that the first one? That might be the second one. Come on, help
when
me
I
out
said
here.
I read this, I'm saying I read it probably in third or fourth grade. I am 30 years old.
You see, this
you're
is your
31
problem.
Years old.
You don't remember anything.
I don't.
You tell me the plot of Harry Potter 6, the last movie that came out.
I haven't seen it.
Okay, you read the book, though.
I did.
What happens?
They all mush together.
Name one thing that happens in that movie.
Spoiler
book.
Alert. Harry Potter fights Voldemort. I'm pretty sure.
He doesn't. It's the one book where he doesn't actually fight him.
Oh, I'm thinking of book five.
Oh, gosh. He
all right, you're talking about book six?
Yes.
Okay. Snape is probably misconstrued as some kind of villain. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But he's trusted, even though Harry doesn't know if he could trust him.
Just give me a specific, not an overview of the series.
There's some kind of cauldron in Dumbledore's office. I remember a phoenix flew in and saved Harry.
Okay, that's the second book.
Dumbledore died.
Yes, at least you got that right.
I remember, because here's what I that's the only part I remember of book six, because I read all of those books, and I remember, like, at book six, I was like, and he's dead. Oh, wait, what? Oh, what?
What happened? What?
He's gonna come back.
It's all right. He's gonna come out. And I'm like, I wonder how many 8-year-olds are going. Like, are they indifferent to this, or are they just as impacted as I am? Like, I wasn't furiously reading it, but I imagine an 8-year-old going, "Oh, I gotta find out. He's gotta go." Because I also thought the same thing about Snape. I'm like, isn't this a kid's book? Why is it in every kid's movie or book that people have to die?
But see, that's the point. Is that
teach them?
Yeah, the Harry Potter series.
Oh, we have to teach them that people die so that they can wish death upon people when they get my.
Let me pull you out of the fire.
Vomited everywhere.
The Harry Potter series grows with the audience that is reading it. So the point, like if you read the first book, it's very approachable and very kid friendly.
Yeah, for 8-year-olds, and then when you get to the seventh,
it's for high schoolers. Yeah,
you travel with the guy.
Pretty sure that's not what it's like.
Well, it was kind of like
Boy Meets World.
It was fine until they skipped
Topanga.
Over to college.
Come on, Topanga, right?
With her nubile boobs was never well. Hermione.
What are boobs?
Hermione. Emma.
Nubile boobs. You don't know what nubile boobs are? They're new boobs.
What does the word nubile mean? I don't understand.
I don't know. I heard it from, I can't remember who, I want to say, weirdly enough, I think it was John Epperson who I first heard it, and I loved it.
He said that. And Andrew Preston used to say shrink wrapped. Like they were.
The boobs are shrink wrapped?
Like when you get a new CD and it hasn't been opened yet.
I'm pretty sure I've never seen nubile boobs, by the way. I just like the term.
I don't think I've seen.
Because the way he said that they're shrink wrapped. I don't want to do, but I don't want to, like I said last night, I don't want to start knocking on doors because I'm putting it out there.
Did you improvise that moment?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, really? I thought it was
because it fell out of my face. Like
really? It seems so put together.
You'll probably see it. I don't want to talk about it now, but you'll probably see it on the DVD extras of my CD called Nobody Wants You Because You're a Good Father Because You're the Second Funniest CD.
I'm getting
holder.
A note.
Hold
from
on.
Natalie, please.
Hold on.
The lobby for wireless.
Hold on,
internet
wait.
Is not working here. Okay. Have a good time. Guys, just so you know, Natalie will not be in the room. You're not going to say anything, Natalie, then? We'll be done by the time you get back. No, nothing? She's being stubborn.
I hate her. This is funny. It's funny that the mic is off.
It wasn't even open.
Hello?
Okay, bye.
She could have.
She could have said something.
I don't. Why are we doing this? This is making me mad. What the hell was I talking?
Harry Potter, Binuncular?
No, I was talking about my recording last night. And I
You're
said
not
that.
Talking about that anymore.
Okay, moving on.
You were saying that it's going to be on the special edition.
And Courtney's making whistle noises with her teeth.
No. Courtney,
what other things are you nerdy about? That's what I was trying to get to earlier. What are you obsessed about? What do you love? I know it's John Mayer's one of them, or have you moved on?
I haven't moved on, but I'm not going to lie. I'm a little upset right now.
What happened?
New angle.
The new, yeah.
Can I wish death upon him?
No, you may not. No. I need to
see. He's peaked. He's boned Jessica Simpson.
No, he's just
he's banging her. He's knocked up Jennifer Aniston.
Bring up the Jessica
did he
Simpson.
Really?
No, he did not.
I listen,
either
again,
way,
to make my penis go to Santa Clara from here. I saw on In Touch Weekly that she's got
you
a baby
need to
bump.
Stop reading that. Every
all
one of
this,
their articles start with "We heard."
No,
allegedly
they had pictures.
I mean, TMZ was the first to report that Michael Jackson had died.
Yeah, and were they wrong? No,
it was because they were willing to go out on a limb. And
they still have not reported that you wish death upon
either
him.
Either way, I don't think I have even
or
followed.
That the San Jose Giants are going home with her.
San Jose, oh,
Jersey girl.
I got excited when I heard the San Jose Giants, and then I got irritated when I realized what you said.
Thanks for the emotional wash.
Yeah. So hold
and
on.
I don't really follow John Mayer's the sensationalized stuff. I just
sensationalized.
Am excited. Whatever stuff is surrounding him, I don't think I've really ever watched or believed or looked at anything in the news. I think I just have always liked his music, and I wait for the next album. I don't even follow him online anymore. I have
Does he have a Twitter?
Yeah, I follow that.
Does he twiddle you?
He twats. No.
you watched that on Leno.
Yeah, I think
he twats?
Yeah.
I think I saw
John Mayer twatted on Leno?
No, he tweets, but he tweets all the fucking time. So I used to get him
I don't remember
you
can... Courtney swearing. Is that normal? No, I just it's fine. I just don't remember it as part of your vocabulary.
It's been enough time with her. She's got coffee in her now. She's all amped.
Oh, yeah.
She ready to punch some people in the face.
I'm wild.
By the way, we had scotch with lunch.
So you don't start, you don't get too invested.
I don't
into
really know what's going on in personalized because to me it's just all everything.
But what do you like about his music
stunt,
now?
Everything. What now? I mean, as in the new album coming out, or
it
like
mix
as in,
with? I heard he got all hip hoppy.
No. When are you? No, he just start. He does a lot of. He does a lot of he'll do a lot of the hooks and stuff for things like Alicia Keys. But I'm okay with that duet. Or if he does something with John Legend, or if he does something with I think he did something with Fall Out Boy. But he does backups and stuff. That's fun stuff. He does something with Kanye West, who I
do
still
you
can't
have four
stand.
Lungs. Or
oh,
how,
I talk really fast. But
how
I
do you do that? By breathing in.
I genuinely like the stuff he puts out, and I just like his writing, so I don't really know what's going on in the entertainment world. I just know I like his
music. What do you like
music
about his writing?
He's very picturesque. Like, he's very able, and especially about
one
all of his albums. He's always but he's always been very positive. Like, no matter what, it's just very. He's very. Everything's gonna be okay. Not that it's sunshine and happy, but that there's no negative. Death is upon us all, and he's not. He's not really. He's not emo. He's just very.
What I'd love to know is where he is on the spiritual scale, because he writes a lot of songs that sound like he's considering Christianity, but his lifestyle doesn't seem to reflect any of that.
Who says I can't get stoned? You mean?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what bothered me. The thing is, that song is so. It's not. It's something you. It'd be like track 7 on a CD, but it wouldn't be a single, and it shouldn't be a single, and it shouldn't be a first single. Mm-hmm. That's what's so disappointing about his music. It's usually, and Two always says this. Two Tran. I think he's been on twice. But he always, I took this from him.
Why
didn't
you just grab the microphone?
He caressed it. She caressed it like it was his cheek. I think he's been on the
No, but he always said this, and I always stuck in my head was John Mayer's singles were always very
shallow. He used to be the lead song of our show.
Yeah, no, I loved it. But he always said John Mayer's songs are very much like anthems. They were
derailed from John Mayer.
I can't hate not being able to finish my thought.
I want to know.
Let her finish your thought.
No, it's okay. It's left me like Justin's penis.
Good thing Natalie's out
of the record, my penis never left Courtney.
Came out wrong.
For the record, my penis never left Courtney. It has always been with her in both body and mind. You figure that out. My question is about John Mayer, since you're the resident expert in the room. Whose body do you think he is a wonderland to him? Who is that about?
Who do you think inspired it? I don't know.
We were at a concert. Didn't we go to a concert?
Yeah, we went to
a concert.
And then
he said this song is not about
concert.
Anybody in particular.
He says it,
So he just makes up a body that's a wonderland?
This is my point about...
It was Jennifer Love Hewitt. That was the rumor. No. It was always the rumor.
This is my point about the spirituality songs. They're all a bunch of fluff. He just says things that sound romantic or sound deep and meaningful, but he means none of it.
I believe Kevin, because he also decided on a whim that he's going to do stand-up comedy, which made a lot of comics angry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because a lot of comics, like, because everybody fights for the most part. Now that the internet is around, not everybody has to fight, but everybody fights to get to a certain point, and he can just walk in off the street and headline at an improv and then fuck around all they want. Excuse me?
Huh? What?
What?
Huh?
What?
Did you say he was talented or funny?
No, talented meaning guitar-wise. That's like he got to that point. I'm not saying no.
Because here's the thing. If you wanted to go to a guitar club and then riff on your, you know, be like, look at who I can do, Jimi Hendrix, blah, 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 yes. But you don't walk into a comedy club because you've...
Is he singing comedy songs, though?
You've written a top 40 hit.
He's a naturally funny guy. I don't know if he should be doing stand-up.
Naturally funny.
I think he's a funny guy.
Naturally funny.
In his act, is he playing songs like comedy songs?
No, he's doing stand-up. There's no guitar. There's no singing. There's no... As far as what I know.
I know nothing about. I just know, and even still, just to go back to what Kevin was saying, even if he's not writing it what Kevin was saying,
thank you.
It's not about. Even if he wasn't writing about any particular, even if it was just all fluff and it isn't coming from, even if it is all an act, it sounds 1,000 times better than when people write about other people. Like when he just has a gift for writing. If you have a gift, you have a gift. So
you're in love with this man.
No,
I've never heard anybody talk about.
I want to know why she's so polarized about John's. Like John Mayer, she loves John Gosling.
What do you think about my brother, John Miller?
Oh.
He's a staff sergeant. He's gotten promoted.
Yeah.
Promoted.
Yeah.
He'll be in Korea, so he's
a soldier.
Come on.
That's where your people are from.
Wait, he's not Asian. He's my brother.
Oh, I am. That's weird.
But Korea, isn't that where your people are from, though?
My people? I'm Chinese, Justin. I just tan really well.
I thought you were Cantonese.
The sad thing is you almost had me for a second.
I thought you had dirty knees.
No,
come on, that's funny.
Up top.
Yeah.
Oh, high five over.
What's that?
Nothing.
Don't high five over her. Is that an Eiffel Tower reference?
No, because no one's pants are off.
Courtney knows me. Before I can even go into the sentence. No, she's talking about me. He's talking about me. Before I can even go into the sentence, she knows to stop me. She's going, no.
You guys have spent a lot of time together.
We have. I was going to ask her, because we're getting close to the end here. Is there anything that you would like to share with our listeners? Maybe, I don't think there is, but is there anything that...
dating anybody?
No, I'm saying about me being embarrassing. Like something embarrassing about me or even Kevin.
Your phone number or...
Yeah, if you want to put out your phone number. If there's any tall white guys
still
out there.
Just shut up.
Give her a ring-a-ding-ding.
No, just
there's nothing. I don't know
embarrassing
things.
Embarrassing? I don't have anything. You'd have to ask me. I wouldn't know what to share.
I'm saying not embarrassing about you. I'm saying, well, what if Courtney...
About us.
Because, I'm saying, what if...
I don't think she's got any dirt on us.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't really have dirt. I've spent years honest with you guys, in the beginning, when I first started doing improv, I remember basic things, but I don't know, like, just, I don't have any embarrassing stories. It's just,
I never, like, farted in your presence.
You probably have. Everybody has.
Everybody?
Oh, I did my very first, he'll appreciate this if he listens to this eventually. I did my very first fart in front of my friend, in front of my guy friend, my intimate friend.
Whoa. What the hell is happening?
Her fuck buddy. Her fuck bununcula.
I remember reading that. That was the second book.
There we go.
It was a very enjoyable process of dating somebody, in the beginning stages of dating somebody.
Or just so you know, this lasts forever. This is going to hit the internet, and it's going to last forever.
Or edit.
So if you want to profess your love right now, that's great.
I don't profess love for anybody.
It's like an audio tattoo.
I love
you. Oh, John Mayer. Now, here's the thing.
What about your parents? You don't love your parents?
I love my parents. They don't know how to turn the internet on. We know this. Yeah. They're never going to hear this.
She direct markets her love at her parents. She knows this is not the demo for her parents to hear her love. So she's like, I'm going to send it in a card. That's what I do.
What if you
were a part of John Mayer's sensationalized life? Like, what if it was like, you know what? I'm gonna go get a jersey chaser because I like double A ball.
I love that. You're mixing metaphors.
And I want to find a chick who's into sports because, you know what?
I'm not into sports.
You're like working there is what I'm saying. Like maybe that's his plan. Okay. I'm just writing a story. All right. Okay.
Should we write this now?
We'll see.
Four. Maybe my chin is in my hands.
Excuse me? Oh. I thought that was like your uncle. Come on.
What? That's horrible. My mom's side is named Chin.
I know. That's why it's funny. Because it's like the Smith of the Koreans.
I didn't know you knew that.
I didn't. But I do like your dad's name is Wing, which I love a ton. So anyway.
His first name is Wing?
Yeah. Wing Pong.
Wing Pong.
That's awesome.
And he's great, too. He was in one of our dad shows.
I think I've met him.
Hysterical.
Yeah, everybody's met my dad at one point or another.
Yeah, he's the best. I'm a big fan of your dad. So anyway, he goes to the San Jose Giants. Maybe he's looking for a jersey chaser, but then he spots you, right?
Okay.
And he's like, you know what? Now I know what my body is a wonderland is about. Wait, your body. He said his body?
Yeah.
Because then he's thinking, I've written top hit songs. Mm-hmm. I've tried stand-up comedy. I've acted in a few appearances.
But I've never hooked up with a clumsy host.
I'm going to take up baseball. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to single-handedly bring back the America's pastime because that is what John Mayer brings. Because I'm very talented.
Something I remember you telling high school kids back.
You said
being funny in improv. You said to the high school kids, you said it's like having talent in Hollywood. It's nice to have, but it's not necessary. Doesn't that sort of apply to John Mayer being in entertainment?
Same thing with you before you lived in LA.
He couldn't go into sports. Now John Mayer couldn't directly cross over to sports because that's not his field. You'd be crossing fields. But if he's in entertainment already and he does music, it's nice to have the talent. This is why
I love Courtney, though. She's honestly arguing the idea of whether or not John Mayer can play double-A baseball. I just love it. I love it that you're not dismissing anything. You're like, it's all on. It's all. We're going to argue the ability of you to wish death upon Keanu Reeves and how wrong it is. We're going to do all of that.
Eight kids. Horrible.
Imagine the life insurance they could probably collect.
Oh, you're horrible.
In my goodness. Did I just kill the energy of the show? Is that what just happened?
No, I think we did with our reaction to your...
Are you sleeping?
No, my brain conked out for a second because I felt really bad.
Why? Again, with the guilt. Stop. Okay, let's get back to John. Well, what else are you obsessed with?
Obsessed with? Let's see. So, John Mayer...
How do you feel about John F. Kennedy?
He's still alive, right? Oh,
John Cougar Mellencamp.
John Cougar Mellencamp.
How do you feel about him?
I don't care about it. It's like how I feel about Coldplay. I don't really like him or hate him either way. I don't feel enough to hate him or care about him. So I'm like, they're there.
You know Coldplay are people and not a person.
Yes, I know. yeah. The Coldplay, the band in general. I didn't know that.
What about
John Adams?
Second president. Indifferent.
Different?
Indifferent.
What about Paul Giamatti's portrayal of John Adams?
Hi, Paul Giamatti. That works.
Well, he's a Paul. What about John Paul and Mary?
Is that
Peter Paul and Mary?
It's Peter Paul and Mary. Trying to mix the Beatles and Peter Paul and Mary. John Paul, Mary, and Ringo.
Talk about a super band. What do they call
Jonathan
those?
Jonathan Franks.
No, John Paul Mary, I don't know. The Puff the Magic
Dragon. No, I'm saying, like, what's the term when they get everybody... isn't it a super band where they get, like, the the guitarist from Aerosmith and the lead singer of Nickelback, and you know, and they get what are they?
I think they call it the Super Bowl.
I think you're wrong, and now we have to pay NFL for that.
But what we spelled it for that.
Huh?
We spelled it with a soup.
Exactly.
Soup or bowl.
Well, what else? What else? What else? What else? What else?
What else is there? What other?
What else do you like? I'm trying.
Oh, nerdy. I really like improv. We know that much. Like, yeah. I've enjoyed that.
Yeah, but you're
like
a real nerd for improv.
You know what? I don't think so as much anymore. Though over the years that I've been doing it, I've realized I liked promoting improv. I know that sounds really weird, but I finally got out of school, and this entire time I've been on this process of like, I want to learn improv, I want to learn sketch, I want to learn how to write sketch.
But that was true back when we first found you.
Yeah,
you were more interested in working with Justin.
But you're into you said you're into promoting. Exactly. Like, that's
well,
kind of
I was
thing
always
now.
More into
but
PR,
that's
not, advertising.
You can't be a nerd for PR.
Yeah,
yes,
well,
you can.
I'm a nerd for writing. I love writing. That was why I got into PR in the first
place.
So
how can we promote this podcast then?
Yeah.
How can we better promote
the best
this
way to
the
promote
show?
This, well, it's on. We know it's on your website, right? You have a little widget on your website. We got that.
I should get it on my website.
Why does it
got
to be a little widget? Why can't it be a big black widget?
I was going to say black, but you beat me to it. Now I feel horrible.
No, racist. Sexist. Oh,
well, you have your newsletter. Yeah, that's pretty much, I mean, that's going to be, I mean, you
really?
Do you
that's
Twitter
cool.
enough?
That's your
yes. Do you Twitter enough?
Hold on. What's this attack that's coming? Do I Twitter enough? What's enough?
You know, I think what I've noticed is like, I forget that you have a Twitter because I don't see you pop up enough.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's one of those things, so you have to use it.
Here's what happened. I tried because I saw a thing about like using Twitter because I don't know anything about it. So I looked at it.
I think I warned you.
And one of the things that it said was that it goes, if you have similar interests, like if you have an interest of somebody else's Twitter account, retweet things that they're talking about because people, there's a strong chance that people are following you are also interested in that. And maybe they don't know about it, or maybe that then they'll be like, oh, he likes such and such too, or whatever. So like I Twitter and I connected my Twitter to my Facebook because it was easy then. I could just put in one thing and it would go to both because everybody who's on Facebook is on Twitter.
But that's where I think people make the mistake.
Yeah, that's well, because what happened was I Twittered that Louis C.K., who I'm a big fan of, is getting a new show on the FX network. And I was a huge fan of Lucky Louie because he had this great joke on the it was like a sitcom. But because it was on HBO, like they cursed and everything like that.
Okay, so
and my favorite joke was that on the show was that he said, he goes, we have negative $40 in our checking account. He goes, do you understand what that means? That means that even if we came up, we would have to come up with $50 to be broke. Like, it's what he said. And I love that joke. So when I found out he's going to be a show, I retweeted. I'm like, hey, check it out. Louis C.K. is getting a show. And then everybody on my Facebook was like, wait, are you going to be on Louis C.K.'s show? Or, and I don't know if it's because of my confusion of my tweet or if it's people think I'm actually more successful than I am.
I think it's a little bit of both.
They're like, holy crap, Justin's going to be on the Louis C.K. show? That's great.
I gotta call him so he can get me into Disneyland. They always want tickets to Disneyland.
That's what everybody wants when you live in L.A. So what am I doing wrong then?
Well,
how many tweets should I have in a day?
Well, does Second Funniest Podcast have a tweet?
Not a separate one.
We should have our own so we can hit it.
Okay.
Maybe that's a good idea. It's just that you have to realize they're two separate beasts being run. Like, to me, they're business cards that you're presenting to people. So your Facebook is an entirely different beast than your Twitter. Your Twitter is, in other words, to make a name for yourself with Twitter, you've got to use it. Like, you've got to retweet other people's stuff. You've got to list links. You've got to do hashtags, all kinds of good stuff. But you're putting out a different persona or a different type of personality than you are with your Facebook, because your Facebook is for more networking. Your Twitter is for more building a buzz. Do you see what I'm saying? So your Facebook has more substance to it. So the idea between your Twitter should be a little bit of your personality, a little bit of information, a lot more personality, a little bit of information. But you wouldn't want to put the same thing on Twitter because it's constant. It's real time. It's updating that you'd want to put on the Facebook. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Totally.
Facebook is just, it's fun. It's networking, but it's slow networking. It's
so Facebook is for like, hey, this is what I'm up to. What are you up to? More interaction.
Exactly. So
whereas Twitter is more like dispensing information, like one-sided almost.
It's in time. So here's an example. A couple days ago, I was driving down the freeway at like 10 o'clock at night. And I saw a fire coming from downtown San Jose. Yeah. Wasn't sure where it was. Big ass smoke. Went home. The first thing I did wasn't go to a news website that would take time to get updated or have someone write the article. The first thing I did was I jumped on Twitter and I put in the search downtown San Jose fire, because more than likely journalists are going to be tweeting about it. And that's the
first people that are seeing
that are
it
near
out their
are going to say, hey, did you see that big ass fire? That's the first place of information I'm going to find it. Whereas I would not go to. So if I wanted to know where
did you search engine big ass fire,
I put it's a dash between ass.
Oh,
big
okay,
ass.
Yeah.
But the idea is that
hash mark
in case it's not by gas fire. So, you have to make sure the
fire.
It's a bygas fire.
But But if I want to find out the most recent information about you, I'm not going to go to your Facebook, which you may update only once every day.
You're going to go to my Twitter?
I'm going to go to your Twitter, because you're going to update that from your mobile. You're going to do that as soon as you hear new information. So it's a two different pieces being run.
All right, I have two questions.
Okay.
Question number one is, then, would Twitter be an appropriate place to find other people who would wish death upon Keanu Reeves?
Yes.
That would be appropriate.
That would be appropriate.
And then if I had more people, then we would share pieces of our heart going to hell. Am I right on that?
Search death to Keanu Reeves, and you might find something.
Right. Oh, okay. Then also, what is
you had two questions.
I had two. This is the other one.
No, that was one. Those were two different questions.
Oh, they were?
Is it appropriate? Yeah. Yes, it's appropriate to find someone on there.
That was one question. I didn't mean it. Okay, can I have three questions?
Okay, go ahead.
Fine. All right, good.
Well, that was the third question.
Oh, shit. Can I have unlimited questions?
Oh, sure.
But no more wishes.
Stupid genie.
No more wishes.
Oh, that's that. There we go. That was the show. Well, here's my... That's
oh, my God.
What's your last question?
My last question was... What is the
Keep
social
network? Okay.
What is the social networking people's obsession with making the names of their companies sound like sex acts?
Meaning, My Touch the phone. I don't understand.
Like My Touch, like Twitter sounds like I'm doing something to your girly parts.
I think it has something to do.
Facebook sounds like something inappropriate to be done.
My dad calls it Spacebook. He didn't understand it. He mixed it with my.
Oh, wing.
I think it's just it's because people have gotten so. Like they appreciate the double consonants in Twitter. They're like, it's easy to say. So I don't know.
I'm going
to
be at Comedy Sports this Friday in San Jose. You can check out more at ComedySportsSanJose.com. Because this comes out today, right?
Nope.
Well, when's this come out?
It's Tuesday.
I was at Comedy Sports. My microphone is falling as I'm talking to you.
All right, guys, thanks for listening. Remember, you could donate money to our show now by going to secondfunniestpodcast.com. Also, vote for us on Podcast Alley.
That's a great song.
There's a link for that. And Courtney loves this song because I think John Mayer wrote the hook.
That's great.
Thank you, Courtney.
Bye,
I love
everybody.
You.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Bob.
Okay, bye.
Let's do it, 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 do it,